Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rich Amorall. Batting second. The right fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The DH, Jay Buhner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Blowers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tino Martinez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Randy Johnson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Keith Miller. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harvey Pulliam. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. And now, play ball. Rich Amorall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Amorall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McFarlane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cotto strikes out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Griffey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Amorall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jay Buhner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Buhner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Blowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Blowers hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pulliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pulliam moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pulliam moves to third. Hyatt moves to second. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valley hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Felder hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joyner strikes out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amaral is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaral hits a line drive into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cotto is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Buhner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buhner takes first base on ball 4. Griffey moves to second. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Blowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pulliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pulliam strikes out. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Martinez trying to get to third. Brooks throws the ball into Hyatt, who tags Martinez for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felder moves to second. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Amaral is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaral hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Amaral reaches second base with a double. Felder scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 1-0, Mariners. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cotto is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotto hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive towards third. Hyatt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buhner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buhner hits a fly ball into left field. Pulliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Blowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Pulliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 2 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pulliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pulliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers juggles the ball. That's an error on Blowers. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hyatt hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Felix Jose now playing right field. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McFarland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amaral is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Amaral hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pulliam. Amaral reaches second base with a double. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0-for-3 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Amaral moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Brewer now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae strikes out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joyner strikes out. 2 outs. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McFarland hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Jay Buhner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buhner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buhner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete O'Brien pinch hits for Mike Blowers. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Pulliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.